Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 25th of February, starting off with Challenger Acquisitions. And here you can see there's a line of resistance from November running through around the 0.18 level. End of day, end of week close above that, the shares could finally start on a journey to retest the main resistance of last year at 0.3 pence. Stop loss on the whole bull argument, currently back below the 50-day line at 0.14. On to De La Rue, type of stock I wouldn't normally cover, but it's a bit of a thin day for the heroes, so we'll just see what is going on there. There is a setup in terms of the quite strong gap that we've seen through this falling wedge from the beginning of January. Should have a close above the 50-day moving average at 136, and at least while we're above that, looking for decent upside. Could even go to try and fill that gap up towards the 170 to 180 level, which was left back in November. As I said, basically, while we're above the 50-day line, then looking bullish, only really back below today's intraday low, but actually not even risking that much, down to 130, which is really where the line of resistance was broken, would be would that only below that would really cancel the bull argument or recovery argument on the stock, although I know it has been a very volatile situation fundamentally. On to Farren Pharmaceuticals, which I've covered several times before, but nice to see it still up on its way towards a line of resistance, heading currently towards 440 pence, and that target value while we hold above the old December resistance at 318 pence. You can see that today we actually had a low there at 335, so support now coming in above that old resistance, a near vertical move after that gap through the 50-day moving average earlier this month. Stock again, which I've covered several times before, so far successfully up from 0.35, is Powerhouse Energy. Bit of a consolidation at the moment, I suppose between 130 and 150. Need an end day close above 150 to give us the next leg up towards the top of a rising December trend channel as high as 2.2 pence. And only really back below that old support there around the 1.16 level, really questioning the ongoing a rally in this situation. Stock which is new to the Bulletin Board Heroes in the near term at least is STM Group, but we've had a nice gap here above the 50-day moving average, much higher low for the stock in February versus December and January, and breaking a line of resistance, I suppose, running from the end of November yesterday, and we've obviously got the gap higher today. So above the 50-day line at 27 pence, looking for further significant upside, probably towards 40 to 45 pence, which would be the top of a rising trend channel that I'm drawing at the moment. Time frame on that, the next month or so would probably do the trick. Stock which I covered before, as it has been rising, now making new highs as well. Way Education, very impressive looking chart, very impressive turnaround here. I suppose the turnaround came really with the 15-200 day moving averages crossing there in July, and we've had this saucer shaped rise ever since, which is all the more positive. That means that we should be heading actually probably even higher than probably heading towards the 25 pence level, higher than the old August peak from last year, at the top of this rising trend channel, based at 14 pence, so above 14 pence, looking towards 25 up to 30 pence over the next few weeks, one would say, and ideally not really visiting the even filling that gap as ahead of it doing that particular journey. Finish up with the stock from yesterday. As I said, it's a bit of a thin day today. Tertiary Minerals was a bit wobbly yesterday, in fact, and went back towards the bottom of end of the triangle that was identified, but looks like if we close here, i.e. just above 0.4 or above, there could be a reasonably powerful follow-through on the upside, towards 60.6.7p over the following few days. Just still waiting for the 200-day moving average to start rising. Really had a bounce for the RSI above the neutral 50 level, which is normally a leading indicator on future near-term upside. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.